science journalist, writer, and podcaster Annalee Newitz has written novels and nonfiction books and has been published in The New Yorker, The Atlantic, Popular Science, and Scientific American, among many other publications. Their latest book, published in 2025, is called Automatic Noodle. It's a cozy sci-fi novella about a crew of leftover robots opening their very own noodle shop. Here's our What We're Reading conversation with Annalee Newitz. You are, aside from writing books, you are a science journalist. You write science fiction and nonfiction. I'm curious to know if you remember how you first got into science and then eventually writing about it.
I've been really into science since I was a little kid. And the way I got into it is that my mom, who was a junior high school teacher, subscribed me to a magazine called World when I was a kid, which was National Geographic's magazine for kids. And I learned about black holes in it, as well as dinosaurs. And I think so I got hooked on dinosaurs and large objects in space. And then I just maintained that interest throughout my life.
Was that something that you were able to also focus on when in school and beyond that too?
I did wind up majoring in social science, basically, when I went to college. But I was always interested in science, both just to learn about it, but also I later got really interested in how we represent science in the media. And so when I got my PhD, I wrote about representations of science and scientists a lot. And so when I became a journalist and started writing about science, I had all this baggage because I knew how it had already been represented in the media and kind of the pitfalls.
Right. So you're kind of keeping with the science theme in some of your fiction writing. Your new book, it is called Automatic Noodle. It's described as a story about a crew of leftover robots who open their very own noodle shop. Can you set the scene for us?
Yeah, so this is science fiction, and it's set in the 2060s after California has won a war of independence against the United States. And San Francisco has just been completely bombed. And this group of robots who have fought in the war or been part of the war decide what they really want to do is survive by just having a small neighborhood Biang Biang noodle restaurant. And they have a tiny amount of rights in the new state of California. And part of the struggle that they deal with is that they've been given some civil rights as sort of new citizens of this nation, but not very many rights.
And I understand that the first glimmers of this story came from eating actual noodles. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so many, many years ago, I was introduced to Biang Biang noodles at Xi'an Famous Foods in New York City, which is a small chain there that has incredible noodles. And I've always loved noodles of every type and description. And Biang Biang noodles are very special because they're very chewy and wide. And making them is a whole beautiful production where you kind of stretch the noodle by hand and smack it against the counter to kind of keep stretching it and stretching it. And I just fell in love with them, partly because of the texture and partly because of the artistry in making them.
Great. So Automatic Noodle is a shorter story, yet there are a lot of interesting things to contemplate, especially in the future that you create in the story. Robots are programmed with human emotions. You've got issues with cryptocurrency, how goods and services are paid for in the future, the influence of social media and apps, self-executing contracts. Can you talk about how you blended some of these, some present day issues with what is, I think 2064 is the year in your story. Can you talk about how you blended those issues together with your future?
Yeah, I always like to remind readers that the future isn't completely disconnected from the present. You know, there's things that last for a surprisingly long time, including things like publications. So some of the stuff that still exists in my future are small local publications like San Francisco's 48 Hills, and also things like cryptocurrency and things like platforms such as Grubhub, which I have a platform in my story called Grandosando, and it's where restaurants list themselves and people can order out from the restaurants. And they're algorithmically determined. So if you kind of go to the platform and you type in noodles, the platform kind of provides for you a suggested list. And so one of the struggles that the robots have is that they keep getting delisted from this service because people complain that they're robot-owned. And I wanted to have recognizable conflicts and technologies, but also add in the absolutely speculative element of having robots who are basically human equivalent. I don't personally believe that by the 2060s we're going to have robots who have complicated social lives and romances and relationships the way these robots do. But I do think that robots are a great metaphor for all kinds of people who arrive in a new nation. This is the new nation of California, and they have a citizenship status that's not easy to define. We think of it as citizen or non-citizen oftentimes, but that's not true. There's all these gradations in between, especially for new immigrants or people who've been newly recognized as people in this case. And so I really wanted to give people that combination of familiar and unfamiliar that I think is the magic of science fiction.
This is what we're reading on KAXE KBXE. We're talking with writer Annalee Newitz about their latest book, Automatic Noodle. So the major characters in Automatic Noodle are robots. There is one human named Robles. It is a little unusual to have a story, maybe for some people, with only one human character and the rest are robots. Can you talk about the relationship between these robots and the one human in your story?
Yeah, it's true. And I worked really hard to make these robot characters feel like people. They're very three-dimensional. They don't say beep, beep, boop, boop. They all have complicated histories and connections to each other, and they all undergo kind of a transformation during the story. And the reason they bond with the human Robles, who ends up working with them in the restaurant, is because he also has a very uneasy relationship with citizenship in the nation of California. He's escaped from the United States. He's undocumented in California. And they decide that they have common cause with him. And he's also willing to help them out in case humans come in and try to maliciously shut the robots down and steal them away from their own business. So they have a lot to offer each other. And they actually have more in common with each other than in some ways that Robles has in common with other humans. And the robots are very accepting of his status. So I really loved the idea of creating a group of robots who have all of the powers of a typical science fiction robot, which is to say, they're basically people, they have the ability to communicate wirelessly. So it's almost like they have psychic powers. But they don't want to take over the world. They just want to have a nice neighborhood restaurant. They want to contribute to their community. They love the idea that they're citizens of this country. They've never been acknowledged as citizens before. And so their fondest wish is just this very humble goal. And I just wanted to tweak people's expectations because we hear so often this idea coming even from corporations that make AI saying, oh, these are gonna, when they become people, they're gonna take over the world. They're gonna be bad guys. And I think if we really did invent artificial people, they would be just like humans and have the same kinds of goals.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I was going to point out how the restaurant becomes this kind of community place towards the end for both humans and robots. So I thought that was a really nice touch. And I guess from what I'm hearing, you sound like you are optimistic for the future. Do I have that right?
I would say I'm hopeful about the future. This is a book that's set 5 years after a really devastating war that's destroyed parts of the United States. So I don't have a lot of hope in the short term, but I do think that even under very dark circumstances of war or authoritarianism, that people who want to form communities will keep doing that, and that people will keep taking care of each other's neighbors, and that we do have a capacity to always rebuild. We have the capacity to burn things down. I think that's pretty clear. But we also, as people, whether we're artificial people or whatever our citizenship status is, we seek out places where we can care for each other. And that's why food is so important to this story, because food is about care and it's about art and community, all the things that make us people.
Annalee Newitz is the author of Automatic Noodle. It's What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.